Time now for your letters. Leapin' lizards. The mail poured in from folks who remembered the opening scenes of ABC's Wide World of Sports more clearly than our own Scott Simon did in his essay last Saturday. In writing about ABC's Rune Arledge, Scott recalled the image of a slalom skier taking a mighty spill. Phil Trebe of South Dakota wrote, "I haven't watched ABC's Wide World of Sports for 30 years, though it was a staple of my childhood. While I admit that the video image accompanying the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, may have changed, for me it was not a tumbling slalom skier, but a ski jumper cartwheeling down the ramp." And Claire Walter wrote from Colorado to correct another error in the essay. "Please know that it's Austrian downhill racer Franz Klammer, not Austrian ski jumper Hans Klammer. He was one of the greatest ski racers of all time." A correction from last week's story by reporter Phil Ingalls about a PBS documentary on the Shiprock High School women's basketball team. The Lady Chieftains went to the New Mexico State Finals from 1988 to 1995, but the legendary team did not win every championship, as the story said. The Lady Chieftains won 4 championships in 5 years, from 1988 to 1992, but were bested in the finals in 1993, 94, and 95. Joe Nocera, Fortune magazine's executive editor and our commentator from the business world, said last week that the highest-paid pilots for United Airlines make $300,000 annually for 11 days' work a month. Mark Hoffman of the Internet thought those comments told only part of the story. "As a pilot for United Airlines, I am at work and away from home for between 384 and 408 hours per month. Compared to a traditional 160-hour work month, I work up to an additional 10 days. We are well paid, but it takes many years to reach such a position, 15 years in my case, added to the personal responsibility for tens of thousands of lives annually. We also now worry about our very lives on the job due to the terrorist threat. Through all this, we provide the safest transportation system in the world. I don't feel that we are overpaid." We're grateful for your letters. Write to us at wesat@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.